save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
And we're joined now by Tim Collins, who is an aviation consultant from Upstream Aviation, as we've woken up to the news that Virgin Australia has gone into voluntary administration. Tim, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Yes, we wanted to get you on this morning just to give us all a little bit of an update about exactly what this means for Virgin Australia and the aviation industry in Australia in general. Can you just sort of give people a bit of an indication as to what it means for a company like Virgin Australia for the Australian market to go into voluntary administration?
Yeah, well, voluntary administration, it's not the same, but it's similar in some ways to bankruptcy protection in the US. And what it means, it's actually the other way around in Australia, but what it really means is that the company now has an opportunity to restructure its debt, capitalize itself, so it may go to some of its lenders and say, look, you know, we'll give you so many cents on the dollar.
Okay.
We obviously can't pay the full amount back.
Yeah, because it
Sorry, I'm sitting in a different studio to the other guys, mate, so it might sound a little bit disjointed.
No,
now, Joyce will be looking forward to a monopoly. Can you just explain to those out there why it is important that the Qantas isn't the only airline in the skies, please?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, we're obviously in really difficult and uncertain times for everybody, and really probably the last thing on people's minds is traveling and going on holiday. Mm. But things will turn around, and people will want to travel again. And to have two viable airlines in the country is really important. Look, we're a very, very big country. We don't have high-speed railways. It takes, you know, like days to drive, you know, long distance between cities.
Yeah.
So aviation is so important. And to have two competitive, viable, safe, good, solid airlines is really important for the country.
Okay, so what happens, I guess, if you've got like points with Virgin and things like that? What happens there? What happens with those, with that
situation? Well, a couple of things. Yeah, first of all, the business that owns Virgin Velocity Points is a Virgin company, but it's not Virgin Airlines.
Right.
It's a separate Virgin. It's kind of more under the Virgin Money type brand. However, what I have just read is that Virgin Australia has had unprecedented demand this morning on its Velocity Frequent Flyer program website, and so it's now frozen the accounts of 10 million members. And we'll have to see what happens to them at the end of administration, whether or not they get honoured whether or not they get wiped.
I also read over the last 24 hours that, I mean, going back in the day when Virgin Australia first appeared, it meant that the competition in the market saw flights across the country drop in terms of how much they cost you by 40%. So obviously, you know, that's something regarding the positive benefits to the market that having two airlines
keeps
across Australia keeps the prices low. They keep on talking about whether or not the government will be able to bail them out. And the government keeps on saying, we have been doing things, but we're sort of stepping away from being able to do this at this particular time. Is that still a possibility, Tim? Can the government still step in on something like this? Because I'm hearing it's something like $5 billion worth of debt that they have.
Yeah, there is $5 billion worth of debt, and that's what's got to be restructured as to how many cents in the dollar those debt holders will end up with and how that ends up kind of recapitalizing Virgin. I think it might be a little bit late now for the government to step in. Virgin wanted a $1.4 billion loan from the government. They didn't want a handout. They didn't want a bailout. They wanted to borrow the money. It was very interesting. If you go back a month, everybody said that Virgin had enough cash to last 6 months. It turned out to be a month.
Wow.
Now everybody says Qantas has enough cash to last a year. How many months is that going to be really? Mm. And what would happen if the unthinkable happened and Qantas now went to the government and asked for a loan and the government said no?
Of course. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. But
right.
Can you just explain, mate, a lot of people I've read on Twitter sort of ridiculous comments about why doesn't Branson just bail them out? He's just a minority owner these days. Who else is involved in the ownership of Virgin?
Okay, so it was sort of 10% quoted on the stock market, so those shares, you know, disappeared at 8 cents. But Singapore Airlines owns 20%.
Right.
Etihad owns 20% from and also there's two Chinese companies. There's one conglomerate called Nanshan, and there's also HNA Group, which is Hainan Airlines, which is a successful airline in China in its own right. So the ownership is sort of 20 for each of those four. 10 was publicly traded and 10 for Branson.
Is there any realistic possibility that the remaining Australian share or whatever it is there could be bought out by these other companies and they could actually step in to take on the debt and keep Virgin Australia afloat?
Yeah, there's lots of different possibilities. You know, it could be a private equity consortium put together by, you know, a group of accountants, and they put a strong management team in to run the airline, having restructured the debt. It could be another airline, although not many other airlines have got much money at the moment. There's all sorts of possibilities for the future. I really hope that something does come out of it, because not all companies that go into administration go bankrupt, but not all companies that go into administration don't go bankrupt. So I really hope that Virgin does get restructured, because as we all know, there's a lot of jobs and some really good people dependent on this.
Yeah, what happens, Tim, if you, like, say if you've booked tickets, and my mum booked tickets at the start of the year. I'm not sure who she actually booked with, but they've been put on hold because of the coronavirus and wasn't able to fly. What happens in that situation, like if you're, you know, you had a holiday booked and then it got cancelled because flights got cancelled and you weren't allowed to fly out, what happens in that situation? Can you get a refund, or is that something
you might get a travel credit to use down the line? I think that refunds now are a thing of the past. The airline doesn't have enough money. There's not enough left in the pot for any refunds.
Jeez, Mamba Jewel's gonna be cranky.
Mum's gonna be filthy. Well, mate, if you had to put your punting hat on, what would you predict is going to be the situation in the Australian skies in 6 months?
I think there will be, it might not be called Virgin, I think there will be another Virgin, though. I think that Virgin will emerge from this. I think there's enough good in it to be able to resurrect it under maybe a slightly different business model, maybe cut international, maybe cut some routes, and maybe, you know, change it back into sort of, but keep some jobs. So I think there will be two airlines in 6 months, but, you know, we are just in such difficult territory right now with everything, aren't we?
We certainly are. Tim Collins, our aviation expert from Upstream Aviation, thanks for shining a light on this morning, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Something like 10,000 jobs across the Australian economy, as well as a whole heap of casual support out there as well. Yes, X?
And of course, my wife works for the Perth Airport, who rely on, you know, not a monopoly, but aircrafts in the sky. Yeah. So then the extension of the Virgin, people that work for Virgin, there's an extension to those people that work for airports and that sort of stuff. So it just spreads through, like, it spreads all through the country, which is, fingers crossed, we can keep a couple of airlines in the sky.
We'll keep you posted on how things go as we get into Regard on Hit 92.9. Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.